This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
I can't believe I'm saying this. This episode is brought to you by Lola V, an award-winning hair care line by the one and only Jennifer Aniston. Why did Jennifer Aniston start a hair care company? Because she was tired of choosing between hair products that work and hair products that are actually good for us. But thanks to Lola V, we never have to choose again. No silicones, no sulfates, parabens, or gluten. And of course, it's cruelty-free and vegan. The Glossing Detangler and Perfect Conditioner are my personal favorites. Not only do they repair the look of damaged hair, but they also shield it from future harm. The first step to unlocking confidence in your dating life and your daily life is feeling confident about your hair. So unlock Jennifer Aniston approved hair at LolaV.com. And as listeners of Seeing Other People, you're getting an exclusive 15% off of your entire order when you use code Seeing Other People at checkout. That's 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com with promo code Seeing Other People. Please note you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined. After your purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please, please, please support Seeing Other People and let them know that I sent you. You guys are in for a treat because support for today's episode comes from the best of the best, Jenny Kane. And yes, there is a discount, so keep on listening. You know that feeling when you get a new sweater and it instantly becomes basically another layer of your skin? Like you wear it everywhere, for everything, all the time. Okay, well, Jenny Kane has become my literal uniform. And if you don't know Jenny Kane, I'm pretty much about to change your life because Jenny Kane's clothes did that to mine. Jenny Kane is a California brand with luxurious staples that will transform your closet. Think minimalist and effortless, but totally refined. They have the coziest cashmere sweaters and iconic accessories that will elevate your everyday basics. I don't know if I wear my cashmere fisherman hoodie or my cropped cashmere cocoon cardigan more. All I know is that I cannot live without either of them. Whether it's a cozy night in with the girls, a dinner date with Jake, or catching a flight to Florida to see my parents, these sweaters are perfect for every single occasion, and I couldn't be happier when I'm wearing them because I'm so comfy. And you guys know me, I always choose comfort over how something looks, but with Jenny Kane, I don't have to choose because I get comfort and I get style. All right, so we have the discount code coming for you. Find your new uniform at jennykane.com. Seeing Other People listeners get 15% off their first order when you use code SOP at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at jennykane.com, promo code SOP, S-O-P. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about. Hey guys, it's Alana, and you're listening to Seeing Other People Unfiltered. It's Thursday, so that means real life daters are coming on to share their real, sometimes shocking, and always unfiltered experiences. Think you're alone out there? Think you're the only one whose ex hooked up with your mom or whose last date ended up being a catfish? Think again.
Hi, my name is Taylor, and I am here to talk about connecting with people from past relationships and finding out why things went the way they went, and that it wasn't always what I made them out to be in my head.
That sounds relatable. And like something a lot of people might need to hear.
Yes.
Speaking of connecting, I think mm-hmm. we have to discuss when we originally connected, because I feel like you've been such a constant and such an important part in the Seeing Other People journey.
I am an OG dating sucks here from the beginning person. In fact, I started following the Instagram before the first episode came out. There was an Instagram post. It just came up like in my algorithm. I don't remember what the post was, and I liked it. And I saw that the handle said dating sucks. And I said, yes, it does. And so I decided to follow it. And I had no idea it was connected to Hinge. I had no idea it was connected to a podcast. I didn't really listen to podcasts at the time. And so when I found out it was a podcast, I was kind of like, I'm not really a podcast listener. And this was like right before the COVID and lockdown mm-hmm. and all that was going to happen. And then there was a post with Jonah and Jonah's hair, and I was like, you know, I think maybe I am going to follow this podcast.
Like, this can't be all too bad.
This looks kind of intriguing. And so I did start to listen, and found it interesting and actually started talking with Jonah a little bit through DM, and we had a lot in common and stuff. And so I was listening to the podcast, then it was lockdown. And so we kind of entertained each other a little bit, you know, just like because we were both so bored and we had all this stuff in common. And so that's kind of like how it started. And then you and I started talking a lot more, and because like then he left to do his, you know, amazing, brilliant things that he is doing now. And we still talk every once in a while. And so here I am, and I've just been able to watch you like go from kind of this Liberty Gibbet kind of person, not always knowing exactly what you're doing, to commanding everything that you're doing and interviewing the Jonas Brothers and being on the Today Show and like, what is your life? I don't even know. You're getting married this year, and it's just been this most beautiful thing to watch, and I'm just so honored to be kind of say I'm just a little bit of a part of it, because I was there from the beginning. So
you're a big, way more than a little bit of a part of it. And I am so thankful and grateful. And it is so surreal that like we've been on this journey together. And I can't imagine what it's been like for you having to listen to every step of my journey. So props to you there. And safe to say, unfortunately, dating still sucks.
Dating does still suck. I am single. If everybody's out there listening in the Chicagoland area, I am single and looking. So, but it's all thanks to Jonah's hair. So that we are here today.
Thank you, Jonah's hair. Okay, so I'm so excited to get into this conversation. I feel like there's so much for us to talk about. Mm-hmm. So reconnecting with an ex, figuring out what went wrong. Tell us, like, where did this journey begin for you?
Okay, so this started, again, during the lockdown. I Facebook, you have people from high school who will connect with you, and you either talk to them or you don't or whatever. I had a best friend in high school who, a male best friend in high school. And I also had a mad crush on him. Isn't that always the way? But we never dated or anything like that. He dated a lot of my best friends, but never me. And we lost touch. I had moved away, and I had moved back into the area where I grew up about 10 years ago now. And we had started talking about like, oh, you know, we should get lunch once this lockdown stuff is over and everything like that. Well, and not realizing that COVID was going to go on for so long as it did and everything. So about a year ago now, we did make plans, and we sat down and to have lunch, and he's married, he has kids. There was no intentions behind it other than just to catch up. We sat down, and it was as if no time had passed whatsoever. It was literally like, not even kidding. He was like, okay, so the first thing I have to tell you is, and I'm like, no, I have to tell you something first. And it was the exact same thing. It was like,
wow.
It was like we had both come up with this idea about someone from our past. And it was the same idea about someone in our past. And from there, it was just like gangbusters. Like, knew each other. It was like when Harry met Sally, when they're like, it was as if nothing had changed. It was the exact same person, you know? So we have gotten together for lunches several times over the last year. And what has been really amazing is that not only have I been able to look back at it and figure out that I thought I was in love with this man and thought that in high school and thought that I had, you know, made these mistakes. And if I had just done this one thing, if I had just made this one change, my life would have gone on a different course and I would have married him and had this whole different life. Right. And there was a long period in my life where I was very held on to that very strongly and really, you know, had a lot of regrets about that. And it hurt me a lot for a long time. So talking to him and recognizing that that wasn't what it was. I just had a really strong connection with him. And because I was so young, you know, I was 15, 16 years old, I didn't know any other way to word it except for thinking it was romantic love.
Mm-hmm.
And then also able to ask all these questions of, you know, why did you date my best friends instead of me? Why did your guy best friends hate, they all hated me. They made my life miserable. Why did this happen? Why did this happen? I thought because, you know, I was overweight. I've always been overweight my entire life. I assumed that was why, you know, thinking it was because of me. Was it because I did this? Was it because I said this? Was it because I did this? I assumed it was all me, my body, my looks. I had bad acne. I was all these things. It was all because of me and things I did and my situations. And he would have been embarrassed to be seen with me, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't any of that. You know, he's able to look back at it. I'm able to ask the questions that when I was a sophomore in high school, I did not have the bravery to ask the questions. You know, in a million years, I never would have asked the questions. Now I can, because there's no stakes.
Right.
And it wasn't about me at all. You know, and the reasons that his friends didn't like me didn't have anything to do with me or how I looked or, you know, again, all the reasons. So it's been so, so incredibly healing to be able to ask all these questions that I've had in the back of my head and that I've been blaming myself for 30 years, because spoiler alert, I'm a little bit older than your typical demographic. It's just been so, so, so healing. And he's been able to ask me questions too and find out why I did things and why I, you know, reacted the way that I did for things. So it's been healing for him too. It's been very much of a two-way street.
You guys know that I struggle with confidence. I'm always my biggest critic, and when I notice something about myself that I don't like, I can't stop fixating on it. I'm working on all of this, but it can be hard. A year ago, I noticed that my hair was thinning, and I was finding more and more strands of hair on the floor every time I would walk around my apartment. When I would look down in the shower, I would freak out at what I saw in the drain. That's when I opened up to my best friend, who happens to be a doctor, and she said two things that changed my life. The first was that she knows so many women our age going through the same thing. The second is that she told me to try Nutrafol. And so I did. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. A year later and a month before my wedding, and I cannot believe the number of people who have been complimenting how long, strong, and healthy my hair looks. I never imagined that this would happen. And naturally, as a result, my confidence has transformed. I'm no longer self-conscious when it comes to my hair. And honestly, that is a huge, huge, huge personal win for me. And you guys know I'm hilariously bad at sticking with habits and taking something every day or doing something every day. But with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. You purchase online with no prescription required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure that you'll never miss a day. You'll see results in 3 to 6 months, and trust me, it is worth the wait. You can start so easily by taking their hair wellness quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering the Seeing Other People family $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code Seeing Other People. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Seeing Other People. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Seeing Other People. Raise your hand if you have dating anxiety. All right, I know that everyone has their hands up, and I get it. I had debilitating anxiety when I was single. And even when I first started dating Jake, I kept waiting for the other shoe to drop. And I know that is not a good way to feel, and that is not a fun way to date. And I get it. It can be hard to find an anxiety relief tactic that works for you. That's why I'm so excited to introduce you to a new one that has helped me dramatically with my wedding and work stress and anxiety over the last few months. And trust me, there's been a lot of it. Sunset Lake CBD is an amazing company that not only has helped me feel so much better, but they also have a really cool history and mission. Sunset Lake CBD is a majority employee-owned hemp farm located right outside of Burlington, Vermont. As farmers, they believe in providing only top shelf CBD and hemp products at fair prices. So they cut out the middlemen and they ship their CBD straight from their farm to your door, which means that their CBD is affordable and trusted because CBD and anxiety relief can help everyone, and they want it to be accessible to anyone. Trust me when I say that when I'm stressed or anxious, my sleep is the first thing to go. But despite everything I have going on right now, I've been taking a sleep gummy before bed, and my sleep scores on my Oura Ring have been through the roof. Plus, I'm finding myself relaxing more at night and being able to turn off my work brain and my anxiety with the help of their CBD gummy bears and reishi infused chews. Whether you want to sleep better, relax better, focus better, recover better, or anything in between, Sunset Lake CBD has something for everyone. So check them out today at sunsetlakecbd.com and use code SOP for 20% off your order. That's code SOP for 20% off. Farmer owned, Vermont grown, Sunset Lake CBD. I'm so happy that you had that experience and got to get these answers, even if it was so much later than you would have wanted them. It's still, like you said, like it's still healing now. And you can kind of say like, okay, Taylor, you've thought these things and you've thought that these were all issues that held you back from this person and this life that you pictured and romanticized when in reality, if you guys had been together, you probably wouldn't have ended up together. And it wouldn't have been right. That happily ever after that you had wanted. And B, it wasn't because of all of these insecurities that you had. You just weren't meant to be together.
Right. Exactly. We weren't supposed to be together. And, you know, like I said, I am still single. So I have carried those insecurities with me this whole time. Mm-hmm. And to find out that, because obviously that was a very fundamental time in my life. So to find out that that's not what it was, it's like, it's so freeing. It's like, it doesn't cure the insecurities because obviously they're very deeply ingrained, and that's not the only place those insecurities came from, but it does, like I said, start to heal a lot of that. And it's making me stronger. It's making me look at relationships differently. It's making me just a better dater. It's making me a better single person, and it's making me look at myself differently.
Yeah, I bet it's making you be a lot kinder to yourself. Maybe. Or not.
I mean, yeah, we're getting there.
You're like,
we're getting there. That plus therapy, plus, yeah. Being kinder to myself is one of the harder things in life, but yeah.
Was it scary even now asking these questions, or did you just feel like, I got nothing to lose here, like this feels comfortable, why not?
It felt comfortable because I'm so comfortable with him. I mean, he feels like home to me. He was somebody that, I'm not gonna lie, Alana, the first time I saw him,
you were like the hair.
He did have good hair. I'm a sucker for good hair. Like in high school, the first time I saw him, it was like this instant recognition. It was like this, I know this person. I thought it, you know, back then I thought it was love at first sight, but it was like, I know you, I spark with you. I got you. Like I whatever it was, I don't have the words for it, but it was like, you know, we were with a group of friends, and there was even like his other best friend was there, who was frankly, in my eyes, more attractive than this guy. But this was the guy that I was like, boom, home, this guy, click, sparked, you know, I don't know, twin flame, whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he's home. He's like, he's just one of my favorite people in the whole wide world.
Yeah. And beautiful.
Now I've got him back. Yeah.
Yeah.
So because of that experience, and possibly influenced by, at the same time, Olivia Rodrigo's album coming out, which, you know, has a lot of songs about getting, you know, meeting up with an ex and those kinds of things.
I want to get him back.
Yeah, well, maybe not wanting to get him back, but, like, you know, yes, he is my ex, but, you know, who says that we can't get together, right? I had planned a trip, as you know, to Brooklyn in October, which I was hoping to meet up with you. And I didn't get the chance to. I know. I was also
the craziest month of my life.
I know. I was also hoping to meet up with Jonah, and I didn't get to do that either because the writer's strike had just ended. If the writer's strike was still going on, we were going to be able to meet up finally, but the writer's strike had just ended. But anyway, regardless, I realized that one of my exes from 17 years ago that I had met on MySpace.
Oh my God.
So ancient a million years ago.
Hey, I had one too.
I know, but you probably weren't 30 years old when you
True.
Yeah. The last time that I had talked to him, he lived in New York City. And so I'm like, well, okay, well, that's not true. The last time that we talked on good terms, because not too long ago, probably a year prior, he had tried to, he sent me this weird email where it basically just said, like, hello. And I was like, I thought maybe he had been hacked or something, which is the only reason I replied, because we had not, like, ended our last conversation on good terms. And I really kind of laid into him because I was like, the only reason you're trying to get a hold of me is because you're bored and da, 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 da. It wasn't good. So the fact that I even decided to reach out to him because I was going to be in town, I was like, well, I'm going to be in town. And if you are still in town and you want to get together and just talk, I'd be up for it. So the fact that I even reached out to him is crazy, because the last time that I had talked to him, I railed into him. It was crazy.
What was your relationship like when you were together before we get into reuniting?
Oh, okay. When we were together, we were, I guess you would consider it a situationship, because he was never able to fully call me his girlfriend, and it drove me crazy. He was my first real relationship in my eyes, because I cared very deeply about him. I know he cared very deeply about me, but we never went anywhere. We were in my apartment, like, every single time, with the exception of maybe like one or two times. I was in grad school at the time. He was an undergrad as an adult student, at a different school. So he was very busy. I was busy as well. He claimed that we could never go to his place because he had all these roommates, and, he never wanted to spend the night, which frustrated me. There were a lot of frustrations, but it's like I didn't have a lot of experience with relationships and stuff. So I was trying to balance, like, trying to withhold things to try to get him to commit more. And I was playing some games and things like that, which I shouldn't have done. But I was immature, didn't have seeing other people at the time, you know?
Yeah. Well, it also sounds like it's like when... Because I've been in that situation where there's somebody you, like you said, like you care so deeply about, and all you want is to, like, be with them and for them to want to be with you, that you end up not only playing mind games with yourself, but trying to find ways to convince them and get their buy-in to move things forward and get things to where you want to be. And so it's a terrible feeling, but then the good makes up for the bad. In a weird way, where it shouldn't,
right?
Because it doesn't. Right. But the second you're with them, you're like, oh, well, all of the pain I've felt since I last saw them has now magically, mysteriously disappeared.
Yeah, it wasn't. I mean, I've definitely been in relationships that were way worse, where there was a lot of pain. Mm-hmm. It wasn't bad so much like that. Mm-hmm. 'Cause he was communicative while we were, you know, not together. I mean, we would see each other almost every weekend, but he was in a program where it was like studio theater tech. So he had to do shows on some weekends and things like that. So there were some weekends we couldn't see each other. But again, I was in my head about, we didn't go out anywhere. And so I thought, well, he's ashamed to be seen with me. Because again, you know, I've got the self-image issues about my body and all those kinds of things. And, you know, he doesn't want to introduce me to his friends and all those kinds of things. So, and he ended up breaking up with me over a Yahoo, like, instant message, away message or something after he had been away for a couple months. And then he came back and then he went away for like the holidays, and there was like a MySpace like status or something about some other woman who, I don't know. It's a whole thing. It was a big, big mess. Social media craziness. So like he really, like really, really hurt me. When we were together, like we felt really, really connected. And I think that's why he hurt me so much.
Yeah.
And why I was willing to give him like a couple different chances and things like that too. He always was very, I would call him like, in my head, call him like my little Eeyore, because he was always kind of very glass half empty kind of a guy, and just had a lot of like darkness and sadness around him too. So there was that going on too.
Brave the uncomfortable. Those are the words engraved on my bracelet that have gotten me through some of the most anxiety-inducing moments over the last few years. And that's why I could not be more excited to encourage you all to get a Presently bracelet of your own with a phrase that resonates with you. Presently is a line of mindfulness bracelets engraved with words inspired by cognitive behavioral therapy. The brand was started by two sisters, Lindsay and Emily, who have obsessive compulsive disorder, aka OCD, and anxiety. They realized that when stuck in an anxiety spiral, it's hard to put into practice the tools that they learned in therapy sessions. They looked and looked for bracelets that could serve as reminders to interrupt that spiral, but they couldn't find anything besides the cheesy good vibes only and no bad days types of messaging. They started Presently to bring more authenticity to self-help anxiety management. And as someone who has had a Presently bracelet for 3 years, I mean it when I say it really makes a difference. So whether you need encouragement to make it onto that date that you've been anxious about, a calming mantra to get you through a big day at work, or simply a reminder that you're not alone, Presently has your back. Their bracelets are so beautiful and elevated, and they also make amazing gifts. And I know, because I have gifted a few over the years, and my friends were so excited to get one and have worn them ever since. There are 6 phrases to choose from, and if you're indecisive, there's a quiz that you can take to help you choose the perfect reminder for your anxiety. Plus, 5% of each bracelet is donated to your choice of 4 mental health nonprofits. I wholeheartedly love and support Presently, and I know that your Presently bracelet will bring you as much comfort as mine has brought me. So head to presentlybracelets.com. That's PRESENTLY bracelets.com for 10% off your order using code SEEINGOTHERPEOPLE. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. When I first started seeing other people, some of my closest friends and family could not believe it. Not because they didn't think I was capable of being a podcast host, but because I usually can't get through a sentence without sniffling. And during allergy season, forget about it. My seasonal allergies are debilitating, and my sinus congestion and pressure has always left me feeling so sick. But luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has 2 powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Claritin D has truly transformed my life. Not only can I breathe better and sleep better since taking Claritin D, but I also can get through the day so much smoother. I used to have to cancel plans because of how bad my allergies were. I'd go through a tissue box a week, sometimes more, and my eyes were always watery. But Claritin D's fast symptom relief starts working on allergies with nasal congestion in as little as 30 minutes, and it tackles nasal congestion caused by allergies or a cold, and also relieves sinus congestion and pressure due to allergies. It's truly the greatest thing I've ever come across, and I am so grateful that I found it and started using it. Are you ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Do you feel like you're at a crossroads in your love life? Maybe you're in the thick of modern dating, or you're wondering if the person you're with is your person. Whatever your situation, I have the perfect podcast for you. It's called Dateable, your insider's look into modern dating, hosted by Julie Krafcik and Yue Xu. They talk about it all, from why you're choosing the wrong partner and how to stop, to how to actually go from matching on the app to getting on a date, to securing your anxious attachment, and everything in between. Julie and Yue have been on Seeing Other People, and I've been a guest on their podcast too, so if you're looking for a great starting point, check out my episode of Dateable, season 15, episode 10, Is It Chemistry or Anxiety? Guys, this podcast is incredibly relatable, insightful, and oftentimes hilarious. Wherever you start, Dateable will help you feel inspired to date differently and create a love life that works for you. You can subscribe and listen to episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts every Wednesday and Sunday. So check out Dateable and thank me later.
Yeah.
Do you think part of your wanting to meet up with him was because of wanting to almost like reaffirm, based on the last meetup you had with your high school crush and friend, that like, okay, my suspicions that he didn't want to be seen with me because of my weight and what I looked like, did you want, were you hoping to go into this conversation, come out of it saying, okay, like now I know that that wasn't, that was just in my head also?
Yeah, I knew at that point there was power in having these conversations, and I knew I was detached enough. Like I wasn't going to see him and fall madly in love with him or anything.
Right. Right.
I wasn't gonna, you know, it wasn't, my intention was not to get back together with him by any means. My intention was just to ask questions and say, what do you think happened? And why did this happen? And ask the questions that I was not able to ask back then.
Yeah.
And since I had seen how healing it had been with this other person, I wanted the opportunity to do it with him. It did not turn out so much like that. A little bit, but it was a very different experience.
Okay, let's hear it. I'm nervous now.
I know. I mean, it's not bad, but first of all, I was incredibly nervous getting ready to go see him. And I don't know why. But I mean, like my hands were literally, like I'm trying to put my contacts in and my hands were like literally shaking. I'm like, Taylor, why are you so nervous? Like, you know this person. It's not that big a deal. And by the way, he didn't live in New York anymore. He lives in Rhode Island, I think. And so I was like, oh, it's okay. You know, no worries. We'll just have to do it another time. He was willing to take the train, which I think is like a 3-hour train.
Yeah, that's not
to
close.
Come in and see me. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So, and again, let's remember the last connection we had, I like gave it to him.
Yeah.
Okay. So I had, the onus of course was all on me, like find where we were going to meet. I'm like, hey, I'm not from here, but I did it anyway. So I had found this like pizza place where you could sit, like a sit down pizza place. And it was really cute actually. And so I got there and like, he walks in and he looks like him basically, which is good. And the first, I'm like, you know, give me a hug. And he's like, okay, I wasn't sure if you were going to slap me. And I was like, why would you travel 3 hours if you think I'm going to slap you?
That is so funny. Literally, was he was more nervous than you were.
Yeah, I think probably that he was.
Yeah. Wow.
But why would you travel that far?
To get slapped?
Yeah. I mean, and we had texted back and forth like previous to this. He had to know that my intentions were not nefarious. But anyway, so we sit down and we're talking a little bit. And he mentions that his mom had died. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. My mom died recently too. And he asked me maybe 2 questions about that. And then the rest of the time was him just talking and talking and talking at me. A lot of it about his mom, the loss of his mom, which I'm not going to, I mean, it obviously profoundly, profoundly affected him. Yeah. But it was a couple years. I mean, I just lost my mom. It's been under 2 years since I lost my mom. And so I'm not going to compare losses or anything, but it's sort of like, okay, so we're just going to talk about the loss of your mom the whole time, you know, like, alrighty.
Right. That's something where like, you don't want to change the subject and you want to be passionate, but it's like, okay. Yeah.
Like I'm sorry. I get it. You know?
And, yeah.
You know, there were times when I like teared up cause it was emotional. Yeah. Like, you know, I was trying to connect with him. And then he says, it's okay. Says something about like his roommates. And I was like, oh, you have roommates. And I'm kind of surprised because at this age, you know, when he's got a job, whatever. And he shows me a picture on his phone. And Alana, I'm not kidding you. It was 2 puppets.
His roommates are puppets.
His roommates are puppets.
What can you describe these puppets?
So they're like Muppet looking puppets, which we both love the Muppets. So, okay, fine. But they are fashioned to look after 2 characters from different horror movies. And the main one that is sort of like his favorite one is from a movie that I've never seen. So I had no idea that it was even from a movie. I didn't even get that until like 2 hours later into the conversation.
And he's referring to them as his roommates. Was he like describing things that they do or just like, oh, yeah. I like live with my roommates. And
he takes the male one like with him, like on a work trip he went on. He has pictures of, he like dresses them up. He had a picture of it like putting flowers on his mom's grave. Like, it's a whole thing. Yeah.
I don't even know what to say.
I know. I was like, okay. Are you okay? Like,
a blink twice if you need.
You know, like, I'm help. Worried about you now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jason, I was like, are you dating? Like, are there real people?
In no, there's a third puppet.
And he said like something to the effect of, well, I'm just not going to be fake anymore. If I'm going to date somebody, they're going to know, like they're going to know about the puppets. Like I'm going to just be honest with them and tell them about the puppets. I'm like, okay. All right.
Good. Yeah. That's, you know, good. What? I would want to know that too.
Yes.
And the person for him will embrace that and accept that and maybe have puppets of their own. So I do support that.
Yes. And P.S., in case you're wondering, he's not a puppeteer. This is not like a profession or a hobby.
Did he say how long he had these puppet roommates for? Like how he got into them? Was it part, like?
It was after his mom passed and he got some like money from an inheritance and he saw it in the store. and he just felt drawn to get it. So I don't know if maybe it's like a, maybe it's a Greek thing. Maybe it's a more, maybe, I don't know. I don't know.
To each their own.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So a lot of the time he was talking at me, not to me. And I would say maybe 3 times he actually made eye contact with me. And when he did, it was like, oh, there he is. That's the person that I had a relationship with. There's the guy that I fell in love with. But then it was gone. And so I was trying to steer the conversation to, okay, remember when we did this? Remember when we did this? To try to get to the, that's what I, the part that I wanted to talk about. So I finally was able to get a little bit of information. I'm not even kidding you, Alana. I was like, so what were the things about me that you liked? And he said like one thing, and then he got distracted or something. And I'm like, I literally was like snapping and waving. I'm like, hello, hi, me, things you liked over here. Hi. You know, that's how hard it was to like have just a conversation with him.
Yeah.
We did get to talk about some things, thankfully. And one of the things that he talked about, how he was so stressed out all the time. He really didn't have any money. And that's the reason we didn't go out and do anything, because he didn't have any money. He had a lot of financial stress and didn't have anything to do with me or how I looked or anything like that. He was not embarrassed to be seen with me at all, which I should have known, because he like pursued me on MySpace for an embarrassingly long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like these days we would have been concerned about it. And okay, we would have... We would not have been okay with it. But back then, you know, we didn't.
It's a different time.
It's a different time. Yeah. When he did originally break up with me, it was basically the beginning of his senior year. And he told me that he had been thinking like all that summer about how his senior year was going to end and he was going to have all these, you know, student loan debt and where was he going to live and he was going to have to get a job and, you know, all these stresses, the things that were just weighing on his mind. And I said to him, you never told me any of this. I didn't know any of this was happening. You never shared any of it with me. And I was the person you were having a relationship with. And he looked at me and he said, why would I tell you? You're not my mom.
Wow.
I was like, what? okay. It just explains, I guess, where he was in terms of relationships at that point in his life. He was not ready to have a grown-up relationship.
Yeah. And I think it's another example of like things happened for a reason. I don't want to say everything happens for a reason, but things happen for a reason. Like,
yeah,
it seems like it's very clear to see that this isn't somebody you would have been able to create a long-lasting life partnership with. It's not somebody that now you look at and you're like, oh, this could have been my happily ever after.
Right. I even asked him, like, why would you never even spend the night with me? And he said, I just can't sleep in other places, like strange places. I don't get any sleep. And I was like, yeah, but you would have been with me. Like, even if you didn't sleep for one whole night, you would have been with me that night. Like, could you not have given up one night of sleep?
Right.
To be with me, it's like, again, it's that maturity. It's the, you know, wanting to sacrifice for someone else mentality. He just didn't have that.
It's so interesting to like pause and think about how somebody's actions or even our own actions to other people like can leave such a lasting impact. And I think that's one of the reasons I'm so glad we're talking about this, because obviously, like hearing your story and the healing process you've been able to go through now and getting to learn, like it had nothing to do with you. It wasn't about you. I think that's beautiful. But also, so I think it's so important for people to realize like what they don't communicate to somebody else can leave such a lasting impact on them and how they view themselves. And it's so important to be thoughtful and intentional and communicative in dating. Like, we're not just going on dates with people. Like, we are impacting each other's lives, and dating is really freaking hard. And it is on all of us to take on that responsibility of like being a good person.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have to let people in on what you are going through, because so many of us are making up stories in our heads. We are filling in the gaps that you are leaving. And we are blaming ourselves when we fill in those gaps, because we don't have any other information. And that's why I hate ghosting so much, because when you ghost someone, they blame themselves because they don't have any other information. I have been ghosted in some situations that were really, really painful. And I will never know the real situation, but I blamed myself, because yes, we can say, oh, well, that person was just really bad at communication and you didn't want to be in a relationship with someone who is that bad. Of course, absolutely. But at the end of the day, when I'm, you know, alone in my bed at night, I'm thinking, well, what was it about me that he didn't want to be with? Because that's what we do as human beings. It's just human nature. And so you have to help people out a little bit. Even if you don't want to be with them forever, if you care about them at all as a human being, like, we just have to be kinder to each other.
Yeah. And I think not just if you don't want to be with them forever, but especially if you don't want to be with them forever, because just because you're leaving a relationship, a situationship, a dating experience, that doesn't mean suddenly you've disappeared and all the conversations and experiences the two of you have had together disappeared. Like, those, the words, the actions, all of those have a lasting impact. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I definitely regret the way I acted with certain people. And I wish, like, I've still thought about like apologizing or trying to explain a state I was in when maybe I hurt somebody. Because mm-hmm. I hate that I did that. And I hate that my actions and my immaturity or whatever I had going on behind the scenes, whatever mental health situation I was dealing with, like, I hate that that negatively impacted somebody else, because that was never my intention. But we all, it's this like cycle of hurting other people mm-hmm. and everyone then assuming that it was their own fault when it wasn't. Sometimes it is, but
right,
for the most part, we're so mean to ourselves. Mm-hmm. And the more information we have, the more we can all communicate with each other, the less that would happen.
Absolutely. That's the goal. And therapy. Therapy helps too.
A lot of therapy. Yes.
Shout out to my therapist. Yes.
Shout out to all the therapists out there.
Yes.
Do you, from these two experiences, recommend to other people reaching out to previous partners or people in their lives if they still have questions, if it's been X number of years and they've still been thinking about it? Or do you think that it's not like, what, yeah, like, after these experiences, not just one but two, where do you stand on this?
I think that you have to be in a very specific place to be able to do it. I think you have to not want anything back from that person except for a few answers. And you may not get those answers. You can't have any expectations that they are going to, you know, want you back or anything like that. Like, you have to be completely done with that person. And I think that you have to let them know up front what your intentions are. That, like, I'm just trying to get some healing here. And maybe that's the mistake I made with the second guy. is that I didn't make that 100% clear. I mean, he knew I wasn't trying to like get back with him or anything, even though like I even just tried to, because it was cold, like link arms with him and like cuddle up with him a little bit. And it was like, you would have thought I was, I don't know, trying to like make out with him or something. It was crazy. I'm like, I'm not trying to hit on you. Relax. Like, we've done way more than this. Like, this we're fine. You're fine. I think maybe you really need to think about what questions you want to ask ahead of time and be prepared to not get answers, because you might not.
And it might also be worth, like, if you can actually pinpoint the exact questions you want to ask, what if you tried answering them for yourself?
I mean, yes, that is also possible. And you may have to, because you may not have the ability to contact some of these people. You know, they may not get back with you. You may not, you know, they may not be on social media. They may have passed away, whatever. But again, we play these games in our head, and sometimes it's nice to know the real answer.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
You know, if you can, it's nice.
Yeah. Is there anything about these experiences that I didn't ask you about or that you wanted to share?
No, I will just say the funny thing that I didn't share about the second guy is that if I had any questions about how he felt about me originally, he did end up dating someone after me who had, her first name was Taylor. Her last name had the first like three or four letters of my last name. She had the same hair as me. It was like, he was like, come on, dude.
Copy paste.
Yeah. Yeah. So I knew that he cared about me at least, you know, but it was sad. It was sad to see. It ended up, I mean, I did get answers, but it was sad to see. I don't think he's happy. And that made me sad. But we still talk. He sent me a text. And I think it was Thanksgiving or Christmas, a picture of the puppets.
Oh, you know? My God.
Merry Christmas from me and my family.
Oh, I mean, it sounds like maybe he needed the meetup more than you did.
Maybe. So, yeah.
Well, Taylor, thank you so much for sharing your story and everything. For being you, and I really wish I could give you the biggest hug right now.
One day, but I
do think there's so much that you learned that I hope other people can learn from, and so many important messages in your experiences. So thank you.
You're welcome. You know, ask me.
You know it's coming.
Yes, I do know it's
Taylor.
Coming.
What is, I feel like I'm about to be like, will you accept this rose? What is the best piece of dating or relationship advice you've ever received?
Okay. So I've given this a lot of thought because I knew it was coming. All right. So here's the thing. I just recently heard, we've all heard about green flags and red flags, and apparently now there are beige flags. And I don't even know what those are. I don't even think I want to know what those are. Listen, at some point, we're going to have enough flags that people are going to have more flags than the United Nations, okay? Because we're going to just keep coming up with things to look for. And I understand. I understand why it's happening. People don't want to get hurt. I get it. Nobody wants to get hurt. I have been hurt more. You put more than Taylor Swift songs and Adele songs together, I have been hurt more than that. Heartbreak, you know, crushes not working out, whatever it is. And it sucks. It absolutely sucks. I'm still here. I'm still standing. I am still looking. I'm still hopeful, okay? You can't have love without getting hurt. It's like the price that you have to pay to play. you're going to get hurt in your search. It's just, you have to know that it's going to happen and you're going to get through it. It's going to make you a stronger person. You're going to date some duds. You're maybe going to date a guy with some puppets, you know, and it's going to be a great story one day.
Exactly.
So stop focusing so much on the red flags and the beige flags and the polka dot flags and whatever flags. Go meet people because you don't know what you're going to find. And if you get hurt, you get hurt. You know what? Then you put yourself back together. And when you glue yourself back together, you do what the Japanese do. They glue themselves, they glue their broken ceramics back together with 24 karat gold.
Hey.
And you become stronger and you become more beautiful and you go out there and you have lived experiences. You can't live in a bubble if you want love.
Drops mic forever.
Boom.
Iconic. Obviously could not possibly agree more with everything you said. A lot of great references and metaphors in there. More flags than the United Nations. That's brilliant.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, nothing left to say. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Taylor, thank you so much for being here. To everyone who's listening.
You are so welcome.
Thank you, guys.
I finally got to be on.
Me too. The second, oh my God, the second I saw your email, I was like, yes. Like, I don't care what she's writing in this email. Like, the answer is yes. So thank you. And to anyone listening, if you want to come on Seeing Other People on an unfiltered episode, I would love to have you. Email seeingotherpeoplepodcast@gmail.com with your story that you want to share. And I hope to have you on soon.
Thanks for listening, daters. I hope today's episode made you feel just a little bit less alone out there, no matter what your status might be. Give your finger a break from swiping and hit that follow and review button instead. And if you have any burning questions or want to share your own unfiltered dating stories, reach out to seeingotherpeoplepodcast@gmail.com. And in the meantime, keep on seeing other people.